life that is well-pleasing unto the Lord, don't we? Certainly, the Lord God has saved us and He has left us in this world to continue living here, not that we may sin against Him, but that we may live a life that is glorifying and honoring to Him. And the Word of God tells us how that we may please Him. It says that without faith it is impossible to please Him. So in order to live a well-pleasing life unto the Lord God Almighty, what we need to do is to have faith. To have faith in the Lord God Almighty, in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the faith is not just about saving faith. Yes, of course, we need to have saving faith. By having saving faith, then we know that we are on the way to heaven. But as we live our life here on earth, after having been saved, in order to please Him, we must continue to believe in God. To believe in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, we have to live our life by faith. Do we have faith? Are we living our life by faith? Do we keep on believing even after having been saved, having received the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as our Savior? Do we keep on believing after that very first moment, after we have been born again? Are we trusting in the Lord God Almighty day in and day out as we lived our Christian life here on earth? This afternoon, we will consider how that we can be faithful so that we can please God, so that our life is well-pleasing unto the Lord. And we'll learn from the faith of a giant of faith in the Holy Scriptures, the faith of Abraham. There is much to learn from Abraham because he was a man of great faith. The Bible calls him Faithful Abraham. Sometimes even the father of faith. Yes, but we have only time to look at three things, even from the passage that you have read earlier. Firstly, let us learn from faithful Abraham to have faith in God to lead and direct and to show us the way in life as we live here on earth. Secondly, we will learn from faithful Abraham to have the faith in God to enable us to do things that are difficult, to do things that seem to be impossible for us to do. And thirdly, we will learn from faithful Abraham to have faith in God to provide. To provide even at very critical moments, at moments sometimes when we find that we may be really very lacking. Firstly, do we, like Abraham, have the faith in God to lead and to direct and to show us the way in life? Now in verse 8 here, we see the Word of God tells us that by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. Abraham received a call from God. And after he received a call from the Lord God Almighty, what did he do? Did he argue with God and debate with God and challenge God about the call? No, the Word of God tells us that he obeyed and went out, though he knew not exactly what was going to happen. He obeyed and went. This is one thing that is so significant that Abraham did. After having received the call from God, he obeyed and he went. And this is what we may say, practical or practicing faith. He had faith in the Lord God Almighty. He trusted in the Lord God Almighty, even for what that he had called him to do. And he did not even know where is it that he was going. But he just simply obeyed and went ahead. Faith. Working faith. That's what James, the epistle of James tells us. The faith that we have, if it is without works, is dead. Yes, he had the faith. He had trust in God. He believed in God, in what the Lord God had called him to do. But he did not just sit there and do nothing. But he took action by obeying and he went ahead. In Genesis chapter 12, if you turn back to Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4, there we read the background of this calling here. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4, there is recorded for us the word of God saying, "Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I'll bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went to him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Yes, Abraham obeyed God's call readily, and he left his homeland to go to a strange land. The Lord God told him to go to a land that was a strange place, a strange land that he was not familiar with. But though it was a strange land, Abraham readily left his homeland, a homeland that he was so comfortable with, having lived there for some years already. But he trusted in the Lord God Almighty to lead him and to guide him, to show him the way to a strange land. Can we have that faith of Abraham? To trust in the Lord God simply, just like this, and trust in him to go, and even though we may not know where we are going, can we trust in God for something that we do not know anything whatsoever? This is the faith of Abraham. Compare the Abraham's faith with the faith of the children of Israel. If you recall the children of Israel, while they were in the wilderness, yes, many times we read about them that they were lacking in faith. They were not trusting in the Lord God Almighty in leading them. Though the Lord God had shown them how he had been leading them out of Egypt and into the wilderness onto the all the way to the promised land. But in the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, many times they were not trusting in the Lord God Almighty. Even though they had seen so many miracles that were performed, water rushing out of the rock, and manna, food falling down from heaven, the Lord God was certainly present with them and leading them, guiding them, even with their capable leader Moses. But still, they were doubting the Lord God Almighty. They were murmuring and complaining to their leader Moses, and by doing so, they were actually murmuring and complaining against God. That was the kind of lack of faith the children of Israel had compared to Abraham. But Abraham did not murmur or did not complain. And, "Oh Lord God, how is it that you tell me to go to a strange place that I do not even know where to go?" No, he just simply believed and he took action, obeyed, and he went. Do we put our faith in the Lord God to lead us on? Will we dare to put our faith in the Lord God Almighty, to trust in him to lead us and to direct us, even though we may not know where he may be leading us to show us the way, to direct us, even for a secure future? Yes. Can we trust in the Lord God Almighty for our future? We cannot see what is ahead of us, but we can trust in God to see our future, to see us through, even through difficult times, through uncertain times. Can we not trust in the Lord God Almighty? Look not unto this earthly life for security, but let us look unto the Lord God Almighty. He knows what is ahead. He's the one who knows the future, the beginning and the ending. Look not unto this life here on earth for happiness and for security, but let us put our faith and trust in the Lord God Almighty to see us through day by day. Yes, even day by day. Let us not be certain that we are certain of what's going to happen each day, but maybe trust in the Lord God to direct us and lead us. Any one of us know what's going to happen tomorrow or even an hour later from now? None of us, but the Lord God knows. Should we not then trust in him? To trust in him to lead us on hour by hour, day by day? That was what Abraham did. Yes, he looked unto the Lord God for direction and for guidance and for help, and he trusted in the Lord God to lead him the right way that he should go. In verse 10 of Hebrews 11, we read that he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Yes, Abraham trusted in the Lord God Almighty to lead him on. He did not trust in his earthly sojourn and his earthly life, in what that he can get from this earth. Yes, he looked unto the Lord God Almighty because he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Dear friends, our security is not on this earth. It's not in this life. Our security is in God. the Lord God Almighty is the one who can lead us on to the right place and to do the right thing. He's the one who shows us the right direction to go. If you just simply trust in Him. This world is not a home, we are just a passing through. Let us trust in the Lord God Almighty, even for a secure future. In Him alone. But note that the faith in God is not just about trusting and doing nothing. Abraham obeyed and he went. It is trusting and doing that which we can do and should do. That's what Abraham did. He had faith in God. He trusted in the Lord God Almighty to direct him and to show him the way. And he did not just sit there. He packed his things and he went. He obeyed and he went. It is practical faith. So we need still to do what that we need to do and what that we can do. Yes, we have to trust in Him to show us the way. But let us trust in Him. Even after having committed to Him certain things that we want Him to show us the way and to lead us and to direct us, we need to still do what that we need to do and what that we can do. So there's a need for us. For example, if there may be some here who may be applying for a job, yes, we look for a job in the newspaper or on the internet and then we think that we want to apply for this job. We commit to the Lord, we pray, "Oh Lord, may thou show me the way. If this is the career for me to go into, the job for me." And we commit to the Lord, we trust in Him to show us the way, the direction, wherever it is His will. But we still need to do what we need to do. We do need to still type up our resume and send out the letter, the application. These are the things that we need to do. Obey and went. Practical faith. We need to study hard and to pass our exams. We cannot just say that, "Oh yeah, I want to pass my exams well," and then we just pray to the Lord, "God, oh Lord, help me to pass my exams." We need to do our part, to study hard. So for students, yes, we trust in the Lord God Almighty to show us and to help us, to show us how that we may go about in our studies and to do our projects. But we have to do what that we need to do. We need to work hard. We need to do our assignments. We need to do our part. Train hard to do well. For those who are working, yes, we want to do well in our jobs and our career. In order to do well, and the Lord show us the way of advancement in our career, yes, we commit to the Lord God and trust in Him to show us the way, to show us what to do. But we need to do our part, to train hard. When the company sends us for training, let us go for it and to be trained, that we may know the stuff well and in order to do well. Yes, we need to get on moving and get going and to do what that we can do. We do not wait for heaven to drop manna upon our lap. Just in those days, the Israelites were in the wilderness. Yes, the Lord God provided them for their needs. But again, the manna did not fall into their home, did not crush through their roof and onto the table or onto the kitchen table. They still have to go out to collect them, right? And then to bring home and then to make into whatever dishes that they want to. We have to trust in the Lord God Almighty, commit unto Him our ways, but still we have to do our part. Abraham obeyed and went. We need to do our part, but commit it all to the Lord God first. Do not be anxious and do not be worried. Once you have committed to the Lord God, just rest upon Him and wait upon Him, even as we do what that we need to do. Let us trust in the Lord God Almighty. There's one verse in Philippians 4:13 that we like to quote, right? But let us take note of it. It says that I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Yes, it is through Christ that we can do all things. But there's the action verb there, do. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. The Lord God is the one who shows us the way. He is the one who directs us the way. And we commit all our ways unto Him, and He may show us His will, but still, we have to do what that we need to do. Abraham had faith in the Lord God Almighty to show him the way, but he obeyed and he went. Psalm 37, verse 3 to 7 tells us, Psalm 37, verse 3 to 7, again, this is a passage which we like to quote, but let us realize that there are a lot of action verbs there, action words, right? Psalm 37, 3 to 7, trust in the Lord and do good. Yes, we trust in the Lord God Almighty, we have faith in Him and believe Him, but we have to do. Trust in the Lord God and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord God, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord God. Do not be anxious, do not be worried, but just rest in the Lord God Almighty after we have committed it all unto Him. Rest in Him, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Yes, let us have faith like that of Abraham, to trust in the Lord God to show us the way, to direct us and to lead us. And even as we do so, let us do our part. Do our part. It is practical faith that Abraham had. Trusting in him, but obeying. He obeyed and he went. And secondly, let us consider, do we, like Abraham, have the faith in God to enable? In verse 11, it says here, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Abraham trusted in the Lord God Almighty to overcome his old age, and that of his wife too, to father a child that God had promised to him. In Romans 4:19, it says about him, that in Romans 4:19, the Apostle Paul writes there, and being not weak in faith, he, that is Abraham, considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yes, that was Abraham. He was not weak in faith, he considered not his own body as dead, though he was very old, 100 years old, neither that of the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he trusted in the Lord God Almighty, that the Lord God Almighty will keep his promise and to honor him, even with a child of his own flesh. Now the background of this is in Genesis chapter 15, there we read from verse 1 to verse 6. What happened? Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 to 6 tells us, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him abroad and said, look now toward the heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord and accounted it for him for righteousness. The Lord God had promised Abraham some time back that he's going to have a child. And through this child, it will come a nation. But after some time, Abraham realized that still he had no child of his own. And he thought that he might be able to help God, that, well, I have an heir here, a servant, and he can be my heir and the steward of this house. But the Lord God told him, no, no. The child that I tell you that you're going to have is going to be from you, yourself. It's your own flesh and blood. And he told, God reminded him that from this child, there's going to be a big nation. And brought him out to the seashore to look at the stars, and this is what it is going to be. And Abraham trusted in the Lord God Almighty. But after some time again, the child did not come. In Genesis chapter verse 18, chapter 18 verse 11 to 14, Genesis 18 verse 11 to 14, now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, which I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. After some time later, yes, angels visited Abraham and told him that he and Sarah, the wife, his very own wife, they will give birth to a child. By that time, they were already very old. And Sarah laughed, say that, can it be so? She's already so old, and the husband also. And the question was put across to them, is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord God Almighty? Well, Abraham continued to believe and trusted in the Lord God Almighty that it's going to be possible. And truly so, it turned out to be so. In Genesis chapter 21, verse 1 to 2. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at a set time of which God had spoken to him. Is anything too hard for the Lord God Almighty? Yes. Can we trust in the Lord God Almighty for something we know is naturally not possible? It is so difficult. Based on our human understanding, it is something that we cannot imagine that will happen. Abraham, he was already 100 years old, and his wife too, 90 years old. How could they possibly, biologically and based on human understanding, be able to bear a child still at that age? But it happened. It happened because the Lord God made it possible. The Lord God enabled them. Will we not put our trust in the Lord God Almighty, that he will enable us through very difficult situations that we may be found in? Yes, though we may be weak, we are not strong, we are not able. But let us realize that God is able. Abraham was not able. He was that old. His wife too. But they did not trust in their own bodily strength or even in their weakness, but they trusted in the Lord God Almighty. There is nothing too hard for the Lord God Almighty. Dear friends, we may not have the resources or the means to do what that we need to do, but we can trust in the Lord God Almighty. Trust in the Lord God Almighty to enable us. We may not have our ability ourselves. We are not able. We may be weak, but let us realize and remember and trust in the Lord God Almighty that He is able. We are not able, but God is able. Can we trust in the Lord God Almighty that is able to do something that is so impossible that we cannot imagine? Is there anything too hard for the Lord God Almighty? Let us assure ourselves that our God is a God of doing impossible things. There is nothing that is too hard for the Lord God. Another place that we read of this assurance that the Lord God is able is in Numbers chapter 11, verse 23. There it says, is the hand of the Lord God west short? This is a situation in which the children of Israel were in the wilderness and they were complaining of lack of food and they wanted to go back to Egypt. They were complaining to Moses. And Moses looked at it, when Moses looked at the situation, he was overwhelmed by it, and the only thing was to go to the Lord God Almighty, to cry to the Lord God for help. And he cried to the Lord God Almighty for help, and the Lord God told him, is the hand of the Lord waxed short? Yes. Is the Lord God not able to help? Is he unable? Let us realize that the Lord God is able. With man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. As far as the Lord God Almighty, nothing shall be impossible to him. Do we believe so? Do we believe that the Lord God is able? That there is nothing impossible with the Lord God Almighty? Do we have the faith of Abraham? Though he was weak, but he would not trust in his own body, in his own strength. Though he might be unable, but God is able. Let us trust in the Lord God Almighty that is able. He is able to help us through whatever difficult situations that we may face in life. Thirdly, do we, like Abraham, have the faith in God to provide? In verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son. And then in verse 19, we see here it says that, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Abraham believed in God that the Lord God would provide for him, even for the promised son. And the son came. But now, the Lord God asked him to sacrifice his only begotten son, Isaac, which had waited for a long time for the Lord God to provide for him. But did Abraham argue with God again this time? No. He believed that the Lord God surely had a purpose and plan in telling him to offer his son, Isaac, his only begotten son. That even if he were to truly sacrifice Isaac, and Isaac was to die. The Word of God tells us that Abraham believed that God is able to raise him up and to fulfill God's promise to Abraham to become a father of many nations. The background of this is in Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22 is an account of God telling Abraham, in verse 3, God telling Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. And we see how Abraham believed in the Lord God Almighty, what that he is going to do. That even though he were to sacrifice Isaac, the Lord God can provide Abraham with some ways and means of offering the sacrifice. Provide him even in raising up Isaac again, if he were to really sacrifice Isaac. We see here Abraham rose up early in the morning, in verse 3. Right? He raised up early in the morning. He was not anxious at all, and he was not trying to delay. No, but he was ready to obey what the Lord God had told him to do. So he rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. And notice here that Abraham did not bring a lamb. He only brought two of his servants and he brought Isaac. He did not bring a lamb along. So he trusted in the Lord God Almighty that the Lord will provide a lamb for the sacrifice. In verse 5, Abraham said unto his young men, Genesis chapter 22, verse 5, Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with us. And notice what he said. He said, I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. So he believed that there was no need really for him to sacrifice, to kill Isaac as a sacrifice. That even if he were to do so, in Hebrews it tells us that the Lord God Almighty will be able to raise him up. But Abraham then trusted in the Lord God, that the Lord God will provide a lamb for himself as a sacrifice. As we read on, right, that in verse 8, and Abraham said, my son, when you were going up, and Isaac was asking the father, where's the sacrifice? Where's the lamb? And the Lord God, and Abraham told his son, that my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And so they went, both of them, together. God will provide. This is the faith that Abraham had. At that very critical moment, when he was just about to plunge the knife into his dear son Isaac, the Lord God stopped him and truly provided for him a lamb to be sacrificed. Can we trust in the Lord God Almighty for all our provisions? Even in very critical moments, when you're really very short of something that we need in life, can we trust in the Lord God that is able to provide even for all our needs? At that critical point in time in life, Abraham was one who trusted in the Lord God Almighty to provide. Again, we may not have the means and the ways to provide for ourselves, but we trust in the Lord God Almighty that He can always provide. Yes, the Lord God can always provide for us. He has provided for all His people, and He still continues to provide for us. There's always no lack for a child of God who would trust in the Lord God Almighty and to trust in Him for His provision. Could we trust in the Lord God Almighty? Or could we doubt whether if He'll provide? You know, when I answered God's call to go into full-time ministry, and before that, of course, I was working in certain company, and by then I had already 3 children. And when I told my father that I was going to quit my job and to go and study in Bible college and to become a full-time servant of the Lord, the first thing that he put across to me was, who is going to provide for your children? What's going to happen to your children? What's going to happen to your family? You know, you have 3 children to bring up, and now they are still young, and what's going to happen to their education? In this world, you need means in order to live. You need money. Right? Even when you go out to take a bus, you need still certain cents, you know, 35 cents. It may be so little, but still, you have to pay. You cannot just go up the bus and they give you a free ride. There's nothing for free. Who's going to provide for your children? Who's going to provide for the future? Of course, I tried to convince him and tell him that, well, the Lord God will provide. We just trust in the Lord God Almighty. And I kept on telling that to him, saying, and he told me that you are just bluffing yourself. It's like chanting, you know, you're just telling yourself that the Lord God can provide, the Lord God can provide, the Lord God can provide. And then by that, you think that your God can provide? And he actually gave me 3 years. He said, I give you 3 years. After 3 years, you'll see what will happen to you. You will turn back and go back to the world. But I thank the Lord God Almighty. As we trusted in the Lord God Almighty and waited upon him, and 3 years after my studies in FBBC, yes, we continue to serve the Lord God even till today. In fact, during those 3 years when I was in Bible College, especially the beginning of the 3 years, the Lord God really showed how he could provide. By ways and means which we could not imagine. You know, one particular example was that my wife had a tuition kid, and somehow she had not been in contact with him for quite some time already. Right? And all of a sudden, this child just called up my wife and told him that, Auntie, you know, this child's father is a fishmonger and working in the wholesale market at this Jurong. And she just called my wife and said, you know, my father this morning came back with a lot of fishes. Somehow they cannot sell. Would you like to have them? Oh, we are so surprised. Of course, yeah, sure. And this is just one way, but there are many, many incidents like this. Very surprising and very amazing. And these things did not happen before. While I was working, nothing of such things happened. But it was only when we were, you know, I went into full-time ministry, then such things happened. Truly, God is telling us and telling my parents too. My parents, they are staying with me. And my father could see with his own eyes that the Lord God will provide. We still have food on the table. Yes, let us trust in the Lord God Almighty. Abraham trusted in the Lord God that the Lord God can provide. Even at a very critical moment, at a very moment when we think that, yes, there is nothing left, but God can provide. Who we trust in the Lord God Almighty, that the Lord God can provide for us. Of course, God sometimes provide directly. At times, he do provide us indirectly. He provides for us through people, through his people. And so he does bless his people, even with needs, in order to provide for us. So he blessed with some with riches, right? Some are who are made more able, in order that the Lord God may use them to provide for those who have less. So those of us here who have been blessed by the Lord God with much, let us realize that the Lord God may be using us as a means to provide for those who have less. Yes, let us not have the habit of hoarding what that we have. Let us realize that whatever that we have, they all come from God. Yes, we may have a lot, and then how is it that the Lord God still provide for us? Certainly it is that the Lord God may want to use us to provide for others, those who are in need. So let us realize that what that we have, God has given us to us that we may share. We may share with those who may have less. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 to 18, Paul charged the people in the church, especially the rich, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Right? So those of us who have been blessed with much, and let us realize that the Lord God has given us this, the much that we have, in order that we may be ready to distribute and willing to communicate, willing to share. Communicate, that is to share. Another place in 1 John 3, 17 to 18. But whoso had this world's good, right? Whoso had this world's good and see his brother have need and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us love not in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Yes, the Lord God has provided for us that we may have enough in order that we may share with those who do not have much. So if you have much, you must learn to share and to give. And God is well pleased to use you to provide for his own. Remember that all that we have are not ours, but they all belong to the Lord God Almighty. Right? God says in Haggai chapter 2, 8, the silver is mine and the gold is mine. Save the Lord of hosts. Whatever riches, whatever possessions that we have, they all belong to Lord God Almighty. So do not have the sinful habit of hoarding up for your own selfish use, but be ready to share. So look around in a church, in the family of Christ here, especially if there's someone who is in need, let us be prepared to share even what that the Lord God has blessed us with. And even as we do so, the Lord God will still provide for us. Do not be worried that if I have to share and give, and then I'll end up having nothing, and these people all have what they need, and I don't have anything. No. As we share, the Lord God will provide for us too. The Lord God will bless us. Proverbs 11, 25 to 26 says, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Right? If we liberally share, and we were to water others, the Lord God will water us, will provide for us. He that withholdeth the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. On the contrary, if you are to hoard up, then we shall be cursed. Hebrews 6:10 says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And I can testify of the Lord's goodness in using people to provide for our needs, even in full-time ministry. Yes, there are many ways and means the Lord God has provided for us through those whom the Lord God has blessed with. And the Lord God has used these people and put a love in their hearts, even for us who are serving the Lord God Almighty, to provide for us. And even so, I can see how the Lord God is also blessing these people. Truly, His word is so true. Even as they liberally share what that they have with us, the Lord God also bless them liberally and richly. So God will provide for those who are in great need, and He may use those whom He has blessed with great need to bless, to help those who are in need. But He will also provide even for those whom He has blessed and used them even to provide for others. The Lord God is no respecter of persons. He does not owe any man anything. He's the one who can provide for the rich and the poor. Will we trust in the Lord God to provide? To provide for all our needs, whatever it may be. So what can we learn from faithful Abraham? Faith in God to direct, to show us, and to lead us the way. We may not be certain where we are going, the way that we should take. But let us trust in the Lord God Almighty. God called Abraham to go to a strange place, far away from home. And he readily obeyed and he went. He did not doubt God at all. But he just obeyed and he went. Back up and he went, and not knowing where he was going. This is faith in action. Will we trust in the Lord God Almighty? Even as we have committed our ways unto him and our future, will we not trust in him? We have to do our part still, yes. Do what that we need to do. But we trust in the Lord God Almighty that he will show us the way that we should go. Faith in God to enable. Nothing is too hard or impossible unto the Lord God Almighty. Our God is a God of impossibility. Even when Abraham was 100 years old and his wife was 90 years old, Sarah's body was already biologically impossible for him to give birth to a child, and Abraham was weak and old, as good as dead, and yet still the Lord God enabled them to bear a child of their own flesh and blood. There is nothing that is impossible to God. Something that we may think is impossible, it cannot likely to be so, but will we not trust in the Lord God Almighty? That we may be unable, but let us always remember that God is able. Faith in the Lord God to provide. Yes, Abraham waited for a long time for God's promise for a son. Finally, he was born. And then God told him to sacrifice Isaac. But Abraham trusted in the Lord God Almighty. Surely God will provide for himself even a sacrifice. Yes, there is no hesitation for him, for Abraham, because he knew that the Lord God will provide for himself a sacrifice. Even if he were to really sacrifice Isaac, he believed in that the Lord God will provide for him by raising up Isaac to life again. Will we not trust in the Lord God Almighty that he can provide? Whatever means, yes, the Lord God can provide for all that we need in life. There's no need for us to be fearful of any want or any lackness in life. No need to be anxious, no need to be worried. The Lord God is the one who owns all things. All that we have in this life, all they belong to God. Will we not trust in the Lord God to provide? Let us emulate the faith of Abraham. Put our faith and trust in the Lord God to direct us, to show us, and to lead us on. Let us trust in the Lord God Almighty to enable us, even through difficult situations in life, things that may seem impossible. And let us trust in the Lord God to provide even for all our needs. May God help us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, O Lord God Almighty, we thank Thee for the example of Abraham. Lord, even for his great faith in Thee. Trusting in Thee, Lord, even to direct and to show and to lead him in the way in which he should go, and even to enable him through difficult situations in life, Lord, even to provide for all his needs. Help us, Lord, to do the same. For indeed, Thou art God who knows all that is ahead of us. Thou art a God who knows even the future. For Thou art a God who is the beginning and the ending. And Thou art God who is able, though we are unable, but Lord, Thou art able. And Thou art a God who owns all things. All that we have, they all belong to Thee. Even the silver and the gold and whatever. So Lord, help us to always trust in Thee and to have faith in Thee. To keep on believing, even as we live our Christian life here on earth, that our life may be well pleasing unto Thee. For without faith, it is impossible to please Thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.